Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. So we'll be talking a bit about those others today, connecting to your partner, a practical definition of compassion. So why do I want to talk about this today? Compassion is one of those words that gets thrown around a lot without a whole lot of talk about actually what it means. And so I think it's important to focus on compassion, but also to give ourselves a really practical definition of what in the world that means. What does that mean? And what does that mean, especially related to you and your partner? Now, of course, you could expand this out. And you'll see once we talk about what I think it means and the definition I like to use, you can expand that out to your children, your family, your friends, coworkers. But let's talk about it as it comes with your partner. So when we talk about compassion, compassion is a heart-centered, heart chakra facet, right? It has to do with the heart, love, compassion, so forth. So when I coach couples, I coach them to work their way through these various foundations, right? Trust, safety, grounding, sexual connection, independence, and strength of self. So that's quite a bit right there, right? So if you've not created a solid foundation of those concepts, trust, safety, grounding, sexual connection with your partner, because this is about partners, independence, and strength of self, then it's not really time yet to work on compassion. So think about those foundational elements first. And of course, we can talk about that. So once you've got that, it's time to connect to your partner through compassion and love. And I want to talk about what that means today. We are recording live here on the Wisdom app. If you're listening to this on recording, follow the link in the show notes. Go get the Wisdom app. Follow me because I go completely randomly live. You never know when it's going to happen. So follow me so that you can know when I'm recording live and you can join me. My own rules for the guest seat is jump in anytime you want. My timer is set to 15 minutes. So if you want to have a chat with me, if you want to have a free mini session here, if you want to talk about this topic or frankly, any topic at all. So anytime I'm live on Wisdom, you can jump in that guest chair. You can just click the button, be my guest, and come on and let's talk. Meanwhile, let's talk about compassion. So as you might imagine, compassion and love are associated with the heart chakra. Now, when you feel love or when you feel compassion, you literally feel it in your heart, in your body, right? Your actual heart. Your heart, when you focus there, feeling love or compassion, your heart feels bigger. It feels like it's expanding. And if you focus on that space in your body, that feeling will grow too. It'll actually become more intense. And that's a practice in and of itself. So when it's time to connect with your partner through love and compassion, we're talking about love and compassion for yourself and for each other. And that's important. That starts with compassion. Specifically, it starts with compassion for yourself. Wait, I thought this was about partners. It is. So why do you have to start with compassion for yourself? Because if you're not able to offer yourself compassion, how are you supposed to offer compassion to your partner or for anyone else? So that being said, compassion is a word that is used a lot, but it's rarely defined. So I want to define it now. So from the Latin, It breaks down into the concept of suffering with or shared suffering. So that implies, number one, that they must be suffering, and that because they are suffering, you take on that suffering yourself and you both suffer together. So if you go to the Latin root, that's what it says. I think this is horrible. I really, really think this is the worst possible definition of compassion. It's absolutely terrible. I get it. That's the Latin root. But that's not what we really mean when we say it. So I would like to redefine this here. So first of all, compassion should be possible at any time without anyone else having to suffer, without you having to suffer, without them having to suffer. You know, you should share in your partner's joy. Yeah, you could have compassion for their joy as much as you could have compassion for when they're having a hard time, right? Shouldn't you share in your partner's happy emotions too? So, second, you cannot cure someone else's suffering through your suffering. You can't. You do not cure suffering with suffering. And if this is the one point you take home today, then this is a good one. You cannot cure suffering with suffering. And somebody out there needs to hear this right now so bad. So I'm going to say it one more time. You cannot cure someone else's suffering through you suffering. You cure suffering through love. So this is why this one definition, only definition I've ever heard of compassion, it, I think, just doesn't really apply to what we're really trying to say. So suffering together is really not exactly what this word was meant to express. So what do we really mean? So when we're having a hard time in this life, the ultimate suffering is to feel alone in your challenge, right? Like you're the only one facing this challenge. You're completely alone in it. You're the one who's got to solve it. Feeling alone in your challenge is really a major source of suffering. Now, likewise, when you're enjoying a triumph, but you're not able to share it with anyone, it does kind of suck a little bit of the joy out of it. It's still joyful. It's still great. But if you can't tell anyone, like if you could tell someone, man, it would really kind of 10x that joy. So when we say that we want compassion, what we really mean is that we want someone else to see us. We want to be seen and we want to be heard. We want them to understand what we're feeling. Understand it, right? We want them to understand what we're feeling. But we don't always want them to feel it, right? So if I'm feeling joy, I want you to understand why I'm feeling joy. And I want you to feel joy too. But if I'm feeling some sadness or negativity or whatever it happens to be, I want you to understand why I'm feeling that way, but I don't want you to feel that way. Because I love you. I don't want you to feel those negative things, right? So I'm not always looking for you to feel what I'm feeling, but I am looking for you to, as a partner, understand why I'm feeling that way, to see that I'm feeling that way, to hear that I'm feeling that way, and to maybe understand why I'm feeling that way. And then maybe if I'm feeling badly, to then offer me love and caring to help bring me out of my suffering. Right? So we want to be seen and we want to be heard and we want to be understood. So I would say, here's a better explanation. Compassion is seeing their humanity as an aspect of yourself. Let me go through that again. Compassion is seeing your partner's humanity. Just two pieces, seeing their humanity and seeing it as an aspect of yourself. So seeing their humanity, there they are in that experience, feeling that way because of whatever, feeling good, feeling bad, whatever. And therefore, I can see that in myself. This is different than feeling that in myself or taking on their suffering. So compassion is seeing your partner's humanity as an aspect of yourself. So when you see their humanity, that means you see their quirks and the goofy things they do. You see their uniqueness, their individuality, but you also see their sameness, how they're the same as you. They're much like you. They're on the same path as you. They make mistakes. They have triumphs. They learn about themselves. They learn about life, just like you. So their current situation, whether it's challenging or whether it's joyous, is a situation that you have been in before or that you could possibly be in the future, in at least some sense. So you see them and you listen to the details of their experience. You ask for more details. You imagine yourself in that situation. And you acknowledge that what they feel is something that you might feel too in that situation. Like, oh yeah, if I was in that situation, I'd feel that way too. Or I might feel that way too. And you send them love in hopes that your love will ease their suffering or that your love will help them find balance or even sending love because you hope that your love will strengthen and multiply their joy. So notice what it's not. It's not trying to solve their problems for them. Unless they specifically ask you for that, ask for your help or ask for your ideas, then, you know, go to town. You are loving them exactly where they are. We hear that phrase, right? Meet them where they are. What does that mean? Where are they? They are in their current experience. So you're meeting them in their current experience by saying, hey, tell me about that. And they're in their current experience and they're feeling whatever they're feeling. So you are entering their current experience with them, allowing them to tell you about it, allowing them to tell you what they're feeling. So you're in that and you see that scene and you imagine yourself in that scene and you see that that scene is just very human. Is just how it goes, right? As we live this life and we learn these lessons and we have these experiences, we're all on this same journey, having experiences, making choices, experiencing karma and other types of consequences of those choices, feeling what we feel, going through what we go through, right? And it's all just the human experience. So you can see that, and you can see that it's just all very human. And that is compassion, not fixing, not suffering.
So follow the link in the show notes. Bring all those questions, thoughts, ideas, and comments on in, and let me know how I can help. And as always, I'm wishing you not just a fabulous connection with your partner, but complete connection. Purna Asati.